This morning's scripture selection is from Mark chapter 9, verses 33 through 37, found on page 44 of the New Testament in your pew Bible. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." May God bless our understanding of this reading.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so happy to be here again with you. I offering a greeting in Christ from my church, Chuo Church. Especially, I thank you for your good caring and concern and good hospitality. I want to thank you more, especially last spring, your chairman, maybe, Dan Martin and Lori, and your Pastor Taylor Moksani visited Korea as a delegate in Connecticut Conference for our annual meeting. So that time, your church donated very large amount of dollar for the victim and refugees. As you know, they were very big, a huge wildfire in South Korea. So we sent the check you donated. So we sent a woman who lost her house wildfire. Thank you so much. And another thing, now I can see Victoria and Megan, where is Daddy? Okay, and Sean. You know, they was members of Security Journey 2019 to Korea. I think your youths were the most wonderful members among them. Especially that time, 11 students and chaplain?
Chaplain.
So maybe this year I felt more closely related with you, that kind of visiting. Thank you so much again. And now I want to share some Bible story about Jesus' disciples. Jesus' disciples had a serious argument on their way to Jerusalem. They were arguing loudly the question of who is the greatest. It was not easy subject. They never gave in to each other, but continued to quarrel vigorously. The reason they argued so hard like this is clear from what Jesus did. Jesus healed many sick people. He taught and educated many, many people. Jesus' work is so powerful. Many, many marveled at his authority. Especially Jesus just healed a boy who was captured by the death spirit in front of people. It made him become more famous than he was. His reputation was so high that he could have been revered as a king if he wanted to. And the disciples thought that they could own a higher place next to Jesus if he becomes the king. That's why it caused this big argument. Who is the greatest? In Greek, this is tais meijon. It means the greatest and most important and the highest. One of humans' desire is to be high. In other words, we want to be in higher than others. Humans even wanted to be like God. In Genesis, Adam and Eve tried to be exalted and to be like God. As a result, they ate the fruit that God provided in the middle of Eden. Humans wanted to be high, so they built a Tower of Babel. This topic is very important for people in modern life. Many young students prepare and study for a better job, position, and a better life in South Korea. The smartest students devoted their lives to a judicial examination to be a judge and prosecutors and a lawyer. If they pass the test, their future is somehow guaranteed. They can have great power, but now they have too much authority to threaten the citizens. As a result, they became unfair, unjust, and even corrupt. Recently, Korean society has been struggled with judicial problems. The South Korea President Moon, he appointed a justice minister, who was a wise and respected a professor in Seoul National University, which is the highest level in Korea, to correct this situation. But the prosecutors investigated the attorney general and his family to maintain their own privilege. So in South Korea, many people are coming out to the street to make a difference or to change the situation in a better way. Many Koreans want justice. Many companies also operate to gain more and more of their influence in the market. the United States could face this kind of problems as well. The desire to be higher is the axis and principle behind the world. Now, we see the Lotus value. Who is the greatest of the kingdom of God? Jesus said, if we wanted to be first, be the end of all and serve all. Who are the servers here? In Greek word, diakonos, it means servant and volunteer and workers. Another word, doulos. Doulos emphasized obedience and dependence. Diakonos, on the other hand, emphasized voluntary service. Jesus rejects the desire for humans to be first. The values of Jesus are completely opposite to the values of the world. Emphasizing service, humility, and sacrifice is the highest value. Jesus encourages Christians to become servants voluntarily and serve others sincerely. Jesus says, he is the greatest servant of the kingdom of God, a servant for servants for all. Jesus himself came to the world in the form of the servant himself. The Lord himself said, he comes not to be served, but to serve. Like a servant, he washed his disciples' feet. He also said to sit on the stool. The Lord also says that in order to serve anyone, everyone, he must suffer, even future suffering and ridicule. The only way to be the greatest for Christians is to be the servant of all. The Lord mentions children as a practical example. They could not do anything that would make a profit. They were also a being that cannot go to the world. So, in the Jesus' day, they were worthless. But Jesus identified with himself the little child, who is symbolized by the lowest and weakest. Jesus took a child and had the child stand among them. Then he took the child in his arms. He said to them, anyone who welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And anyone who welcomes me also welcomes the one who sent me. Jesus also identified himself with the hungry and prisoner and the naked. Faith in Jesus is expressed in the service of all people, especially in the service of the Lord. To serve them, is to serve Jesus and to serve God who sent him. I know how much we are fighting over the desire to be the greatest in the world. I want to say how much you are happy. Your pastors, David and Kate, and your chairperson, Dan Martin, are very interested in this important work. When we arrived in New Haven area, that time we visited some place, especially Iris, which is taking care of some refugees and victims. Especially the Iris cultivated by a church member, Chris. Now he's here. And your church, Glastonbury Church, serves these little ones very well. You are doing this in a very wonderful manner, just as Jesus asked. I pray that God bless you. Amen.